What's up, everyone? Welcome to a bonus episode of The Scarlet Edit. I am your host, Nikki Corbett, and I was thinking that I haven't ever really formalized how you can work with me. So I thought I would put it together in a quick bonus episode today so I have it all in one place, selfishly, then I can share it with other people, but also so it's a one-stop shop for any of you who are curious how you can work with me. So there's a few ways that you can work with me, free, paid, and one that I haven't even announced yet because I'm still putting it together, but I am going to tease it a little bit because I'm getting really excited. And a quick reminder, in the event that this might be the first time you're experiencing The Scarlet Edit and getting to know me, on this show, we talk about infidelity, divorce, and starting over. Self-worth is a huge, huge topic for me. I so strongly believe that claiming our own self-worth is one of the keys to really unlocking who you are at your core, helping you be able to set boundaries and really, really live the life that you have always dreamed of. I don't know if this saying a life that you always dreamed of sounds a little cheesy. I say it all the time because I truly believe it. And that's really the foundation for what this show is all about. I also want to add in that there is no shame and no judgment when it comes to The Scarlet Edit and when it comes to anything with working with me. I think that is very important to highlight because around these topics that are so sensitive, there is almost an expectation of shame, an expectation that you should be judged, an expectation that you should carry the weight of any decision forever. And that's just simply not true. And I am living proof of that. I embody that. And I want that for every single one of you as well. Okay. First, let's start with the free ways that you can work with me. Obviously, you're here right now, this podcast. This podcast comes out every Thursday. Sometimes I do throw in bonus episodes throughout the month if something comes up that I just feel like talking about or if something's in the news that I have some thoughts on. But I think at this point, I've put out almost 60 episodes. So there is a whole catalog of Scarlet Edit podcasts for you to take a listen to if you haven't already listened to all of them. I have had some exceptional guests on this show. Their expertise is across the board in the relationship space, and I am so grateful for their time and everything that they have shared with all of my listeners. So great, great, great nuggets in there for all of you. Secondly, Instagram, social media. I have an Instagram account. It is a lot of clips from the show. Sometimes I pull together carousels of just really, really great things that like came out of a certain show. Lately, I've been making some reels of just me talking on certain topics, and those have been fun too. And then I've also been trying to put some more effort into stories because I love stories and why not? You know, let's just use social media for fun and not overthink it. So that's what's going on over there. Next up, I created the Self-Worth Reset. So this show means so much to me, and it has given me such a wonderful opportunity to really reflect on my life and my relationship history and how I got through everything that I've been through and how it led me here to this version of me that is here right now that I really, really love and I value so tremendously. So as a result of all of that reflection, I put together the Self-Worth Reset. It is a free resource. It is 5 truths that I had to work through, that I stared myself in the mirror, looked at myself, and made some changes, even confronting things that were parts of me that weren't that great. So I outlined all of those for each of you, gave an example of where I was in my life, and then I put a prompt at the bottom to help you get thinking about your own life and your own relationships and what it is that you want. So if you are interested in getting that, it is linked in the show notes. All you got to do is enter in your email and it will be sent right to you. And then when you do sign up for that, it also adds you to my email list. Right now I'm sending out 1 email a month. I would love to get to a point where I was doing more, but right now it's just 1. So you won't be getting a lot of spam from me, just a monthly check-in and hello and update on whatever's going on with the Scarlet Edit. Okay, the next way that you can work with me is a 60-minute one-on-one. I want to be very clear who this is for and who this is not for. This is for the woman who knows what she wants to talk about. This is for the woman who needs a non-judgmental ear. This is for the woman who's like, man, I just need to talk to somebody and get this out and have someone who's been there listen, ask me some questions, and help me see things in ways that I'm unable to see them right now. This is a paid offering. And again, it will be linked in the show notes. Who this is not for? This is not for somebody who really needs somebody to walk with them side by side. This is not for somebody who is like, hey, I'm starting here and I want to get to here. And I know I have a lot of work to do. That person is meant for one of my coaching packages. So let's jump into the coaching packages then. Who these packages are for? They are for women who are involved in infidelity. Maybe you're the other woman. Maybe you recently betrayed your spouse. Maybe your spouse betrayed you. These are for those women. Maybe you're in the middle of something. Maybe you just got to the other side. This is for somebody who is really going through it and has gotten to the point where they know what they want for themselves. They know what they want their life to look like, but they know that they have work to do and they need somebody to walk side by side to get them through it. So there's two options and they're listed on my website. In order to even get that ball rolling, though, we have to have a 15-minute discovery call. This, of course, is a free call. And what we do in that call is get to know one another a little bit. I want to make sure that I am the right coach for you, but I also want to make sure that you are the right client for me. So we talk about it, we figure things out, and we see what we can do, and then we can decide which coaching package works best for you and for your needs and where you are right now. The last thing I want to talk about is something that I have not yet released, but it's something that I am working on. But I wanted to give a little bit of context and some backstory onto why I'm doing this the way that I'm doing it. Community is so incredibly important to me. And when I launched the Scarlet Edit last summer, all I wanted was to build a community and build a community of women that could talk to each other about their experiences, that could feel like they could find other people who truly got them, people who weren't going to meet them with judgment, people who weren't going to give them a side eye because of whatever type of relationship they were navigating. So I started a Patreon, and what ended up happening was a lot of nothing. And here's why I think why. These subjects are so sensitive. These subjects are not ones that you just offer up on social media and talk about. Oftentimes, the DMs that I get from women, they're telling me, I've not told anybody about this. Nobody knows that this is a part of my life. So when building a group, even though it was on Patreon, and even though there was the ability for people to use a fake handle, it just didn't land. A few people joined, and I'm so grateful for you if you did join. But ultimately, it just never got off the ground. So I decided to really take a look at community right now and what people are looking for, what people are really craving. I think it's exceptionally clear that we are all craving community. So this is the route that I'm going for the community program within the Scarlet Edit. First and foremost, the kickoff group is going to be a very small group. I'm thinking 6 maximum. Secondly, it is going to be application only because it is very intentionally being built. If you were a part of the Patreon, you will be emailed an application. If you have been in my DMs and we have had back and forth about your situation, you will be emailed an application. If we have not spoken at all, if I don't know who you are and you want to be considered for the first group, please DM me or send me an email and I will add you to the list. I think that this has real potential for momentum. What I really foresee for this small group is a group really coming together, really bearing it all, sharing who you are, where you are, how you got there, and where you want to be. I want this to be a group that builds each other up. I want this to be a group where people find value. And I want this to be a group where people gain strength from other women so they can move forward towards that life that they want, towards ending a relationship, towards forgiving somebody if you're staying in your relationship. ultimately forgiving yourself. There's so much discussion when it comes to affairs, and I think that it all comes down to how we feel about ourselves on the inside. I am responsible for me and my actions. I am responsible for my self-worth. I'm responsible for the way I value myself. I'm responsible for my own happiness. I place none of that on other people. And through this program, that is the goal for everyone else. It is not about fixing any relationship. Any of the work that I do, it's not about fixing a relationship. It's not about helping you stay somewhere. It's not about helping you navigate your affair. It's about working on you and working on your self-worth so you can see and be the best version of you. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. If any of these ways of working with me speak to you, reach out to me. Those of you who I have spoken with, either via email or in DMs, I have loved our conversations. I love that you've trusted me. And I wanted to have one place where all of this was formalized. So it was very easy for you to access if you maybe right now isn't the right time. Maybe in a few months it will be. So whatever you feel called to do, I look forward to hearing from you. If not, otherwise, I love you for listening. I love every single one of you for showing up with me week after week. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time.